Good afternoon, members of PPHA. Thank you for being here this afternoon. I'm sure people have journeyed from many different distances in the broadcast area, so thank you. And so first we have a forum, and so we're going to begin with the Delegates Assembly meeting. And the chair of the local station board, I'm going to call this meeting to order.
Do you have the draft agenda?
They're in there. They're in that packet. At the bottom. Of the it's there.
Does anybody need an agenda?
There's 22 of them for that. But they're there. They're at the bottom of your stack. They're there. It's at the bottom.
Oh, the two?
It's on the two-sided. Post agenda, two-sided. No, that's the one that I got the tape set on.
Is that the one that tape set on?
Well, yours I never saw. They're up by the front door.
So first we need to elect the secretary for the time for the Delegates Assembly.
I nominate Don Gary as our secretary for the Delegates Assembly.
Second.
Are there any other nominations for secretary pro tem? Seeing none. Motion passes from John Gary. Do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Thank you. Can you please take a roll call?
Chuck Anderson.
Presente.
Ankene Antara. Rodrigo Argueta.
Presente.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Lydia Brisson.
Here.
Steve Brooks.
Here.
Chris Condon.
Presente.
John Crumshaw.
Present.
Ariana Gladney.
Here.
Tej Graywall.
Presente.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klunder.
I'm here.
Jim Lafferty. Chipasha Luchembe. Brenda Medina.
Present.
Dutch Merrick.
Here.
Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker.
Here.
Steve Pride.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Aki.
Ron Spiestersbach.
Here.
John Wenger.
Here.
Lamont Yakey.
Here.
Chapasha Lutembe requested an excuse absence from the
20 present, Madam Chair.
Approval of the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda for the delegate assembly.
Second. Discussion?
Go ahead, please.
There's a...
Please put me into the mic.
There is a governance committee motion that has been submitted, and I think that we should deal with it before we approve the agenda, or at least put it at the beginning of the agenda. But I think it affects the agenda, so I think that we should deal with this motion before we proceed. You want me to read it?
No, would you make it in?
That's
right. Point of order.
Turn up.
So the point of order is that the delegate assembly does not have a governance committee. The only the LSC, which is the committee of the PNC, has a governance committee, which is a subcommittee of the PNC. The delegate assembly does not.
And so, but
it can on its own stand as one of the agendas. The way that it's normally done is that the chair presents a draft, and then it, the secondary agenda can be a substitute to the initial one presented by the chair.
On the vote, Chair?
Lawrence.
I believe that the motion is out of order, because I believe said governance committee meeting did at the time that this motion had to be made did not have quorum present.
Actually, point of order. Microphone, please.
Dr. Winger?
Yeah. The meeting made quorum, and the quorum that I mean was five. Some people left. That left three members. Three out of five is a majority of the number taken to meet quorum. That's all you need to do that.
So therefore, that motion
is in order. And with regard to the second point, with regard to what Lydia said, the whole point of the LSV is to do governance. Sometimes we go into the delegates mode, but in all cases we're doing governance. The whole business of the LSV is to do governance. So for us to fail at our primary mission to do governance is just wrong. And so this motion, I'll speak to that later. The motion is in order because our process is wrong, and that process needs to be fixed.
A note about the audio, and then a point of personal privilege. The audio, as you see, somebody has courteously labeled the microphones with colors to make it easier so that our vice chair can help us more easily make sure we're all heard, so that we're aware of that. A point of personal privilege, I realize there's very many recording devices, phones, cameras, video, and that's all good and well. There's the addition, I work in the industry, so I know the equipment. There's a directional microphone. As it is a common practice of this board to be able to have sidebar conversations, a directional microphone is invasive upon that, and I would request that the directional microphone, just that one microphone, not be used. There's obviously several recording devices, so we're more than covered. But the thought that a directional microphone can be used to listen to conversation between you two gentlemen or you two people, for us two, I think is a little invasive and a little bit beyond line. So I would request that one microphone just be not used.
Which one is it? The
Sennheiser 416? What is that? A shotgun mic. That one I would request, because it is actually an invasive microphone, which would allow one member to hear every private conversation.
Kill it. Second
thought.
Okay. The first one,
there
was a motion on the floor.
The first one was, there was Lydia, and then Lawrence, and then John. I can repeat that if you want.
Lydia's was that
the delegate assembly does not have a governance.
That it does not have a role in this meeting. I did not object to its presentation as a substitute agenda. I am objecting.
Use the mic.
I am only objecting.
Who's yelling?
Oh,
the voice is that. I was only addressing the fact that it should not be entered into as a draft from the governance committee, since it's not a committee of
of this body. But also we have to see what the board feels about that microphone. Take a vote, take the influence about the directional mic.
Okay, we'll do the directional mic. Yeah, I agree with that. We'll take a vote on the directional mic first.
Not really.
We'll take a vote on the directional mic first.
Well, we can comment.
Yes.
We need to move on.
Call for the vote.
Please raise your hand.
Point of order.
If you have a point of order, please do not start speaking until I have addressed you.
Incorrect.
Thank you.
Excuse me,
I have not addressed you yet.
The member may call out.
I have not addressed you yet.
The member may call out.
You didn't address.
Incorrect.
I would like to keep the order. I understand there's a lot of emotion at the table today. And we need to keep the order.
Well, part of order is knowing how to do it.
Excuse me, Mr. Condon.
But you don't know how to do it.
Stop calling out for it.
Right.
The point of order was...
Okay, so Mr. Condon, you were first on the stack as a point of order before Ms. Coffey. Your point of order?
What is the
matter? Please use the mic.
On the floor.
Please use the mic.
What is the matter on the floor? What is the issue on the floor?
There are three issues on the floor. There's a microphone issue.
Oh, yeah. My comments were that...
point of order, right?
No, I have a point of order.
Okay, Ms. Kaufman, your turn. You did not have one? Who is
it? I have a point of order.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Blair.
My point of order is...
Please use the mic.
Give me the role with whether I have a very directional microphone, because you're doing the whole proceedings in public anyway. If somebody needs to have a private conversation, I suggest you go out to the patio or someplace like that.
Thank you for your suggestion, but it's up to the body to make the vote.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it isn't. They have, the body has no
authority. If you've been addressed, there is a stack. Okay, those were the point of order.
Point of order.
Dr. Ringer?
If it's a public meeting, that means you can use directional microphones so you can hear. I might be a person with bad hearing, and therefore I would be allowed to use a directional microphone as a hearing aid. I agree. If first people want privacy, they should go somewhere outside. They should leave the public meeting, go into a private thing, and have a private conversation. But this is a public meeting, and so you get to use hearing aids.
So the direction should be pointed in the speaker.
If it's pointed at the speaker, that's fine.
Okay, if it's pointed at the speaker. Mr. Stephenson?
What was the decision here?
Mike, Jack, I couldn't hear that guy.
We have not taken a vote yet.
I have a comment here. I don't think we should allow something that's only allowed to one side and not the other.
Excellent point.
Call for the vote.
If you would like the microphone.
Let's move
call
on.
Call for the vote. Okay. Point of order.
There's a call for the vote.
Point of order.
Point of order.
We're going into second round.
Point of order.
The vote has been called.
Yes.
Excuse me. The vote has been called.
Point of order. Not recognize that chair.
Point of order.
Never recognize.
Point of order. I believe Mr.
Use the mic, please.
Thank you, Brenda.
You're welcome.
I believe Mr. Condor was not called on, therefore his calling the vote is not proper.
Okay. Mr. Mayor?
I'd like to call the vote.
Excuse me, I have a
point of order.
Mr. Crenshaw, so the vote has been called. Do you have a point of order?
The vote has not been called.
I just heard the vote called in that room.
Madam Chair, just to clarify, the Chair does not call on people. Members are, according to Robert's rules, allowed to call out when they want to be called on.
I address him.
The next issue that I want to address is that this is a public meeting, and at a public meeting, there are First Amendment rights that exist, as I understand them, and therefore...
Therefore, the vote has called on, has called the question.
So we're going to take a vote. If you are in favor of having the directional microphone removed from this meeting,
roll call vote, please.
Please raise your hand if you are over the roll call vote. If you are in favor of the removal of the directional microphone at the table of the LSB.
I'd like a roll call vote, please.
Okay, a yes vote means that you would like the microphone turned off and put away.
Or pointed to the speaker.
That was not part of the motion.
Point of order.
I'm in the middle of speaking. I will take your point of order in 1 moment. The no vote recognizes that the directional microphone can stay on the table during the meeting and in function.
None.
Your point of order, Ms. Kaufman?
Thank you. Roll call vote.
Chuck Anderson.
Yes, remove it.
Ankine Antrim. Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
No.
Lydia Bresson.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
No.
Chris Condon.
No.
John Crumshaw.
No.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Fred Klunder.
Yes.
I assume Jim Lafferty and Mr. Luchembi are still absent?
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Dutch Merrick.
There's a question of removing the microphone that's been pointed directly at me for the last 20 minutes. Yes.
My name is Uncle.
You want me?
You
want
to
do it in order?
I'll go
left. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Yes.
Steve Pride.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Yes.
John Wenger.
No.
Lamont Yakey.
No.
Madam Chair, the yeses are 11, the noes are 8. Do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
So the yeses are 12, the noes are 8, the abstentions are 0.
The motion passes.
Okay, at this time the motion passes from Mr. Blair. Please remove your equipment.
I'm turning off the power to the...
Can you unplug it?
I don't think they have any authority to make
it. Disconnect your
XLR.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the only way we know it's not... That's fine. Disconnect the XLR is the only way we're going
to
know.
You need to... That's part of the motion. Would that need to be removed from the table?
Point of order, or point of information. Can we have
Ms. Kaufman?
Can we have
Excuse
the,
me, Ms. Kaufman. Yes, Ms. Kaufman.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Can we get the motion read back to us, please, by the secretary?
The vote has already been taken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's move on. There's some more here.
I apologize for this in advance, but I have another point of personal privilege. For the last maybe 15, 20 minutes, there's been a Zoom camera which appears to be pointed directly at me, and I'm frankly intimidated by that. If there's an open camera pointing at the group to document the meeting, that's fine, but it's been pointed directly at me the entire time, and I'm feeling it as a tool of intimidation. So pointed in the neutral part of the room, but directly at me, I'm not comfortable with that.
Excuse me. We all know that we are here today with a mission statement. to follow. We're not here to attack you. We have business to take care of. You're here to represent the community. We need to stay focused. Personal attacks will not be tolerated. You may not follow a person's name, but please be yelling across the table. There's a lot of business on the table today.
This whole meeting
Thank
is a
you.
Personal attack.
Excuse me, members of the public will have time for public comment. Please follow the agenda.
Lewis,
Thank you.
Can you apply that equally to other members?
Thank you. Okay, so. Okay, the next motion was video. There were three motions. There was the microphone. Since the agenda.
Yes. My motion was just simply I do not object to.
Use the mic.
I do not object to a substitute agenda to that of the chair is being presented as a substitute motion. I do object to it being characterized as a motion from the governance committee since the assembly of delegates does not have a governance committee. Thank you. And so that requires a ruling from you to support her. Right now, we just need a ruling on whether.
I know, I'm asking. Yeah.
Right. So, is it valid or is it to be bought out later?
I was at the government.
Yeah. So, it's the motion from the government meeting.
The
ruling is that Mr. Brooks, you can bring up your motion as an individual. Thank you. Mr. Dr. Wager?
Mike,
please. We're on agenda approval still.
I move that this meeting be postponed for at least 30 days after written charges have been received. We need to do this in order to become bylaws compliant. The bylaws require 30 days notice. So let's postpone the meeting until we give 30 days notice of the detailed charges.
Is there a second?
I second that. That's my motion.
But it's one and the same.
Mr. Long.
The bylaws say 30 days notice of the meeting.
We've moved on. Specific charges have to be raised. At that point, the member has a chance to answer this charge. And I am continuing to make my statements. I'm very familiar with this process because when I was chair of the LSV, I am continuing to make this point because when I was chair of the LSV, we conducted a similar.
The question, sir, is the question?
Follows Robert's rules.
Excuse me, I've already addressed a member of the public. Please stop accusing me before I make an expression. Thank you. Or after.
The bylaws state that
removal of the record.
It's all right here.
Can we get it on? Okay, removal of directors. The director shall be afforded reasonable and appropriate due process according to the circumstances, including notice and an opportunity to be heard. Robert's rule says the secretary should immediately send to the accused by registered mail a letter notifying him or her of the date, hour, and place of the trial containing an exact copy of the charges I received no such notice. I have no idea what these charges are. I have not been told yet. This is a trial with no charges. Let's see. Robert's Rules says a member or officer has the right that allegations against his good name shall not be made except by charges brought on reasonable grounds. If thus accused, he has the right to due process, that is, to be informed of the charges and given time to prepare his or her defense, to appear and defend himself, and to be fairly treated. I have no knowledge of the charges. They have not been sent to me or declared anywhere in public where I and the rest of the LSB can see them. Therefore, I cannot defend myself. And so this is a completely unfair and out of order, illegal process.
Mr. Mary?
To the member that just quoted the Robert's Rule, thank you. So allegations against one's good name are entitled to a trial. If that's the case, am I entitled to a trial when I was called coward not 5 minutes ago by a member on that side of the room?
That's not the point.
That seems to me to be an allegation against one's good name.
On September 17th, addressed to the LSB at KPFK, notice of KPFK delegates to consider removal of Ken Kaufman as the director of the Pacifica Foundation. The notice reads, the chair of the Assembly of Delegates of KPFK has called a meeting of KPFK delegates for Saturday, October 18th at 1 p.m. to consider the removal of KPFK Listener Sponsor Director Ken Kaufman from the Pacifica National Board for conduct adverse to the best interest of the Foundation pursuant to Article 5, Section 7E of the Pacifica Bylaws, that is the charge. Thank you.
Point of order.
The point of order is that, first of all, there is no chair of the Assembly. As the member rightly pointed out, this is different from the LSB. We have no chair of the Assembly. So that is incorrect. So there was no one who called a meeting because no one was authorized to do that.
Dr. McGee has the point of order?
Yeah.
And then,
Isn't it common sense that due process requires discovery of the details of the charges? What Lydia said is simply the general principle, but we don't have the detailed charges. Just that's part of discovery. That's due process.
That requires 30 days.
That's
not
going to
get down
to
the
John, is it okay if I use the wording that came from the meeting directly?
I can't hear you. Yeah. Mic check.
I'm going to use the wording that was passed in the governance, right? I'm going to use that wording.
No, because it says governance in there. This is the separate.
No, I'm going to say Wenger moved, and I'm going to use the wording. Well, do you?
Yes, it's the same.
Same thing.
So Wenger moves that the October 18th.
Wenger moves that the October 18, 2014 delegates meeting to remove Kim Kaufman as the PNB director be postponed until at least 30 days after Ms. Kaufman and the LSB delegates have been presented with specific charges in writing in order to provide Ms. Kaufman with due process.
Can we speak to that motion? Can we speak to the motion?
Thank you, motion.
In every trial we've ever seen in our whole lives, you get to do discovery before you go to trial.
and we don't have discovery because the charges have been asked for but denied. The specific charges, the evidence, is part of the discovery. We need to get that in discovery. And until they've been given in writing, the process cannot start. We need 30 days.
It's just justice.
Right.
Mr. Condon?
Robert's rule requires that disciplinary proceedings be conducted in closed session, not in open session. There must be a closed session on this. If there will either be a closed session or there won't be a meeting.
Mr. John?
CPB is very specific about open meeting requirements, and they are confined to personnel issues and specific about it. Particular person, a personnel, or a contract, legal proceedings, and so forth, not for board members. Board members are supposed to be open, transparent, and in open session. As far as the status of the chair, the acting chair has been the chair at every delegates assembly that this board has had without objection. No objections were raised at that time. Any other comments on that issue, I'd like to refer to our election teller and parliamentarian, Terry Goodman.
Could you
use the
mic? Can you give him the mic, Lauren?
Point of order.
Ms. Coffin.
Terry Goodman is not the parliamentarian for the LSC, as he has acknowledged to himself. He's only your particular advisor, so he does not represent the LSB.
He has.
So he is not. He is just a person from the audience, quite frankly.
I believe the secretary has minutes from the first delegate meeting of the year, and I believe that the LSB chair was made chair of the delegates at that first meeting without objection.
Point of order. If you look in the minutes that was distributed, which we should be reviewing today, at the last delegates meeting, on the agenda was to elect a chair for that meeting. That is on the last minute. So there has been no chair decided for this year.
Chair.
Mr. Reyes.
So I think one way of resolving this is to vote up and down this motion, and then either we elect a chair for the delegates committee. This way they don't feel so offended.
That is on the agenda. Okay. We approve the agenda.
So I move that we vote on the question before us, that the question that Dr. Wayne did present.
Call the question.
Yes. Point of order.
Ms. Coffin?
I would still like to speak to this process.
Once we approve the agenda, there is plenty of, you are on the agenda to speak about this, and that is once we approve the agenda. We're still on approving the agenda. Then the discussion comes in, Ms. Coffin.
This is in support of Dr. Wanger's motion. And a point of order relative to the CPB rules, because Robert's rules governs our foundation. If improper conduct by a member of a society occurs elsewhere than at a meeting, the members generally have no first-hand knowledge of the case. Therefore, if disciplinary action is to be taken, charges must be preferred and be formal trial held.
I have clarification, please. I'm a little bit confused by what you're stating on. I know we're speaking to the motion right now, so I'm a little bit confused if you can make...
Since very few people appear to have read Robert's rules about this process, I am reading Robert's rules as
to
this process. And the CPB does not rule this process. Robert's rules and our bylaws do. That's why I'm reading Robert's rules as to the process of this meeting. It has nothing to do with CPB.
Mr.
Arrieta? So according to the Article 5 of the Board of Directors, we have to have any ways of discussion of the fact whether, you know, we process this discussion today or not.
we have discussed the issue of how the behavior of the director has affected the foundation, in what terms, anyway. People appear that don't know how the representatives are acting, and what, you know, they really, you know, are represented or interest that they are representing, and so they are capable to see in the future who they might be electing to.
Thank
you very much, but I need no help, I can't speak on my own. So the issue that we have here today is a sabotage that the director, the main director, you know, was present, participated, and affected one of the members of this foundation. That person is guilty of sabotage. That person, you know, attitude affected this foundation. Let's speak to that, because this is what's been happening. I would like to also call, you know, very respectful to the chair. When people using an excuse of only orders, they start arguing about these issues.
First of all, we've not been able to approve the agenda or to get a timekeeper yet, so we need to respectfully move on. So we're going to take a vote on Dr. Wanger's. We need to move on with the vote.
The original point was, are we following due process? That got lost in all the shuffle here, but that's the point. It may need to get heard, or it may not, but the point that we were trying to make is, whatever happens, it has to be done under proper procedures. And the point was made, under what authority was the meeting called? And I don't see the authority. There was not a permanent chair, and therefore there was no one enabled to call the meeting. So that was the point. It never got addressed, but that was the point. So if there's not a permanent chair, that person cannot call a meeting arbitrarily on their own. Now, three delegates can call a meeting. That's a different procedure.
Thank you. Mr.
Novin? I'd like to call the question on Dr. Wanger's motion. Use the mic. I'd like to call the question on Dr. Wanger's motion.
Segundo.
Is there any objection to calling the question?
Second. Do it.
Okay. If you are in favor of Dr. Wanger's motion, which says to postpone the delegates meeting for 30 days, if you are in favor of postponing this delegates meeting for 30 days.
Until after the charges are provided.
Until
the charges are provided. 30 days after the charges have been provided, not 30 days.
monthly. With point of information, we have a motion we read.
Can you wait to see your desk?
The October 18, 2014 delegates meeting to remove Jim Kaufman as the PNB director shall be postponed until at least 30 days after Vince Kaufman and the LSB delegates have been presented with specific charges and arguments in order to provide Vince Kaufman with due process.
Okay, so if you are in favor...
I object to this. I'd like to.
That's not the motion?
The motion
on the floor. What are you saying? The
motion's been seconded
by Mr. Brooks. Right. I just want to make one additional comment to.
Okay, a comment and saying that's not your right motion are two different issues.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. If you are in favor of Dr. Wenger's motion to postpone the delegates for 30 days, please raise your
hand. Wow. It's been right. Yeah, that's the way I read it is the way it'll be recorded.
So if you are in favor of Dr. Wenger's motion, please raise your hand.
Point of information, or point of order, I've read that.
We're in the middle of the
roll call.
Roll
call vote, please.
Chuck Anderson.
No, not nine.
Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Lydia Persaud.
No. In favor?
No.
Steve Brooks.
Yes.
Chris Condon.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
To prevent a kangaroo court? Yes.
Ariana Gladney.
No.
I'm going to call you at the end. Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Fred Klunder.
No.
Brenda Medina.
No.
Dutch Merrick.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
John Parker.
No.
Steve Pry.
Due process, what this thing's all about, so...
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Ron Spiestersbach.
No.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Lamont Yakey.
Yes.
The yeses are 8, the noes are 11, the abstentions are 0. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
I wish to vote no.
So the yeses are 8, the noes are 12, the abstentions are 0.
Can we move on?
Could we?
Go ahead, Mr. Clinton.
Could the chair be so kind as to direct that those votes be read? My recollection of that vote was a different tally.
That's up to you. Go on, let me reread them. I can, if that's the chair, that's the body's will. Chuck Anderson, I'm going to read them alphabetically. Is that all right? Or by yeses or by noes? How would you like me to do it? Alphabetical? Anderson, no. Argueta, no. Blair, yes. Persaud, no. Brooks, yes. Condon, yes. Crumshaw, yes. Gladney, no. Kaufman, yes. Klunder, no. Graywall, you voted...
No.
No, so Graywall, no. And Klunder, no. Medina, no. Merrick, no. Novick, no. Parker, no. Pride, yes. Reyes, no. Spiestersbach, no. Wenger, yes. Yakey, yes.
Could you go back to where you aligned to
the floor?
5, 6, 7, 8 yeses.
Could you
come up with a different?
What do you have? After you mentioned Graywall, I was unable to do it.
It was 8. It was 8, 11, and then when she voted, it became 8, 12. So the notes became stronger when she voted.
Okay. So it's 12.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, we are on to approving the agenda.
Can I have a copy of the agenda, please?
Are there any objections to approving the agenda?
Point of information.
Here you go. Here's a copy.
Ms. Coffin?
Minutes were sent out for approval. That should be on the agenda.
For delegates?
Yes. Yes.
Where would you like that added on the agenda?
After elected chair or after elected secretary.
Ms. Bobon?
Yes, I would like to amend it to include election of an election teller. And I would like that to happen immediately after we approve the agenda, because it needs to come before the other elections.
And you wanted it after the chair?
After agenda approval. Before chair. So between 4 and 5, item 4 and 5. So
yes, although now we have, and before the minute, so agenda approval, election of an election teller, minutes approval, and then election of the chair.
No, the minutes approval further down.
Are they?
Yeah, they're after, the minutes approval would be the new 7.
I see, okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, okay, so.
If that passes.
Exactly, so the new 5.
I'd like to add, after agenda approval and prior to election teller or timekeeper. Mm.
Should we vote on these independently? Is there any objection to an amendment to have a timekeeper right after agenda approval?
Election teller.
And then is there any objection to having an election teller after the timekeeper? There's no objection?
And the last one was minutes approval after elected secretary.
Is there any objection to approving the minutes as the new number after electing the secretary and the DCC delegate?
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, I checked the whole agenda.
We're speaking specific to approve. You can take your vote during agenda approval, Mr. Burke, on that? That would
specifically.
I was
just correcting her use of English.
So
if you want
a specific
objection.
Ms. Burke?
Yes, so my last amendment would be in the event that Ms. Coffin is removed from the PMB, the bylaws are very specific that we, the delegates, must elect a new member to the Pacific International Board, and so I would move that at the last item after the vote, should that be necessary. Thank you.
Chair,
are we specific? Is that time? We have time on these items.
Chair.
Is there time for the proposed item? Are we needing time to
decide? Yes, okay. So election would be 15 minutes.
Which one would you
need? I'm clarifying my motion.
I have to clarify my question. Thank you. Ms. Coffin?
Robert's rules is very specific, but even though there is an immediate replacement, there still has to be notice of an election. I can cite that. Give me a minute.
Can you go ahead and cite that, please?
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does, Lydia.
Sorry, rules do matter.
It can be
in
the process.
Okay,
let's
take a,
okay, we'll take a vote on Lydia's motion right now.
Can you read it?
Are there people out of the room right now? Do you see people out of the room?
I have a citation. It is section 63, page 654. If it is desired to fill a vacancy that may be created by removal, previous notice may be given in advance of the meeting at which removal is contemplated that should removal of the officer occur, the resulting vacancy may be filled at that meeting.
So the operative word is may, not have to, but...
The bylaw...
No.
The operative word is may, but also...
No.
Robert's rules do not trump the bylaws, which ask that there be an immediate replacement. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll take a vote on adding, in the case of the vote on number item number 15, that there be a new item number 16 for 15 minutes to elect a new PNB member. Should that be the case? If you are in favor of Ms. Berthon's motion, please raise your hand.
Can you read it again?
We need you.
Can you guys just be very patient with me right now, please? There's a lot going on. I will get... excuse me. Thank you for your comment, Mr. Crenshaw. I have not called on you.
Chair properly.
Thank you.
The DAW asks that an election for a new PNB director delegate be added as the last item, but obviously it'll be as a contingency, as the very last item on the delegate assembly agenda, an election for a new PNB director delegate immediately.
And then Mr.
Condon,
how do you stand? Mr. Condon?
This body and this chair seems to feel that it can overrule Robert's rules and our bylaws by a majority vote. I say that this cannot be done. The proper role of the chair is to rule things in order or out of order. I'm speaking to you, Ms. Gregwell. Will you please pay attention?
Excuse me, I'm listening. Please do not disrupt me through my auditory.
When you're finished, I'll continue.
Thank you. I have the right to listen. Excuse me.
Are you finished?
I'm still listening, sir.
All right. This body seems to feel that it has the right to overrule Robert's Rules of Order and to overrule the bylaws by a simple majority vote. It does not. The role of the chair is to rule matters in order or out of order, depending on whether they comply with the bylaws or comply with Robert's Rules of Order. This presupposes a knowledge of the bylaws and Robert's Rules of Order, which I think may be asked a little bit too much. But by your failing to do so, you bring discredit on this body and discredit upon yourself.
Thank you for your comment. Dr. Wenger? This
motion to add this item is inappropriate for the following reason. The whole purpose of Pacifica bylaws is to have democratic governance and to protect the rights of the minority. Ms. Grable? To protect the rights of the minority. That's why we have STB voting. For the majority to elect a single person at this point would disenfranchise the minority, because in order to do this properly, you have to elect all four PNB directors so that the minority through STB gets their share. And this whole purpose is a power grab to destroy democracy within this body, and it's just absolutely wrong. And you guys should be ashamed of yourself, because the notion of justice, you have to support STB. That's the basis of all of our democracy.
Can you repeat the motion without you can speak to the motion.
The issue here is that our whole foundation is predicated upon using SDV to preserve the rights of the minority. If we go ahead with this motion, this thing, adding this item, this destroys the minority representation. You'll have one faction with four PNB directors. That's counterproductive to the basis of the entire set of bylaws.
Thank you. Mr.
Mary? Boy, personal privilege.
They don't care.
I asked the members on this board who have been very rude to our chair by trying to make her look at you and say, are you listening? Are you listening? Very inappropriate and out of order. So I ask everyone to maintain respect with one another, because what you all have been doing so far has been very rude and disrespectful to our chair.
Another point for to that note, I remember when I was chair, Michael Novick was chair, John Crumshaw was chair, the prerogative of the chairs to be able to the entire body listen to someone speaking, and you may be taking advice from the vice chair who's there to help you. So it's a completely normal process. We've been very respectful of until this day. Why this day we choose to demand your undivided attention is unique. The point that I wanted to get to is that when we went through our board training many years ago, when I was chair, after serving chair, vice chair for 2 years, it was understood that the process of a board of a nonprofit, the bylaws are our rules that we make that we must abide by at all times unless we vote to change them. Robert's rules is one of many processes available by which we elect to perform our board process. Robert's rules is not a governing set of rules over the network or over any station or employee. It's a set of rules that we elect, and we can unelect to use them, and that was what was explained clearly to us, to parliamentarian experts that came in to help us through this process of collaborating. So relying on Robert's rules at every moment and saying that they're set in stone is ludicrous on its face.
Mr.
Reyes,
Mr.
Argueta,
point of order.
I have a point of order too.
Point of order. After Reyes.
So the bylaws supersede anything that we do here. I mean, that's our covenant here to the mission.
Excuse me, members of the staff, you have not been called on.
That is our affirmation with the mission, is our bylaws. Robert's rules of order do not supersede Robert's our bylaws, nor California Corporation Code.
Point of order.
Point of order,
from Article 16 of the bylaws, parliamentary procedure, the rules contained in Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, shall govern the foundation in all cases where they are applicable and which they are not inconsistent with these bylaws or any special rules of order which the foundation may adopt. They are not optional.
Thank you. Mr.
Thank you, you know, the issue is that we have an argument now about the bylaws and all this stuff. This is an argument. This is an argument. And let's move ahead. And even by going what you read before, it is must be given. I mean, my understanding of English is limited, but I do understand the meaning of the difference between may and must. And then, you know, with this last article, you know, where they are applicable. So issues like that should not be even brought here before, you know, people fully understand, you know, the articles of the foundation and the articles of the Robert's Rules. So let's move ahead, and I would like to ask, you know, Chair, you know, where are we at now? Because I'm kind of
there's a motion on the floor from Ms. Brazon to indicate of a direction of the vote, to how the vote is, that there may need to be an election. Would you like to state the motion, Ms. Brazon?
Yes, I have a question.